It's 8:41 on this Thursday morning with the Musers. It's a big day because it's Rangers opening day, and they're opening on the road in Philadelphia. So we thought we would eavesdrop on Philly All Sports Radio, see what they're saying about this matchup in this series. Let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers, Dylan.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Hey,
all
thank
right,
you,
I
Skip.
Appreciate the time there. That's Skip Schumacher, the Rangers manager.
Why are we talking to the manager of the Texas
day.
Rangers?
It's opening day.
It's opening day. This is the Phillies day. Rangers are the most irrelevant team in the history of baseball.
No doubt about it. Why don't we have Rob Thomas on, Thompson, the topper, the Phillies manager. Why not?
I don't know. I don't know what the... Oh, jeez. Sorry, I turned off my own mic. I started gesticulating, and I got crazy, and I hit the off button on the microphone.
I'm
just so worked up. I can't talk to Anthony. My sister's, that's my sister's kid, okay? He's having a rough time right now.
Yeah,
he switched ADHD medicine, and he's all out of Swartz and everything. And anyway, can I reset? Let me reset.
It's your show.
You're listening to the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. We got to thank last hour's guest, Craig Miller from Cycling, came on here to talk about an event he did with George W. Bush and the former Dodger pitcher, Clayton Kershaw. That was fascinating stuff, I got to tell you, especially the part where the president asked him about the fake Andy Reid that I guess Craig does on his cycling show.
I didn't know.
Apparently,
did that.
I don't know. That was good stuff.
By the way,
how
do you do a cycling show?
I don't know.
That,
hey, believe
listenable?
Me. I have no idea. But
how
but
was that, anything from Dallas listenable?
It's opening day.
We're fired up. You can come out and see us at the Philly Fan Zone. If you can eat 10 cheesesteaks and down 10 beers in 10 minutes, you get free outfield seats.
Yeah, it's the same promotion we do every year. It's great. We've had very few deaths. We've had a few, but
it's so easy.
It's so fun, though.
I do that pretty much before every home
you
game
do.
Anyway.
And hey, speaking of, we got to say this, you know. We're glad to have you back on the show, Tony, after your quintuple bypass. Was it better than last year's?
Hey, look,
Doctor says you got to quit eating so much cheesesteak.
Yeah, well, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, it's your ninth quintuple bypass, Tony. Well, you get your punch cards filled. You got to get the next one free.
Look, I got to tell you, because of HIPAA laws, I really don't want to talk about...
HIPAA laws?
Yeah.
I didn't call you hippo. I just said you were fat.
That's a privacy thing, you know?
What is?
The HIPAA laws.
It's not private that you're fat. Everyone can see that you're fat,
about
Tony.
I'm talking about going public with medical procedures that you don't want to talk about.
I'm not going public with medical. Everyone knows that you're fat, and they can see when you're shirtless.
Business.
Half the shows we do on the stream, you're shirtless.
People can
see 9 quintuple bypass scars.
Well, that's...
Okay?
They can
count them.
I don't care. I don't need you telling what I had, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, jeez. I tell you what.
Look,
you know what? You're intolerable. You are.
You're talking about some sort of heart issue when I'm trying to talk about opening day and the fact that the Phillies, I think, are going to be great. I think they got a good lineup between Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, and they got the new guy, Adelise Garcia.
I don't think that's right.
I think that, yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think you're mispronouncing that name.
No, it's Adelise Garcia.
No, I think it's something else.
He was pretty good a couple of years ago. His biggest problem was, though, he played for the Rangers. Why are they signing players who played in Texas? What are they doing? But anyway, hey, it's good to get off to a good start, play a couple against Texas, and get off to an undefeated start.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
It's easy. It's easy pickings. And then off you go into the season.
What's your problem? All right, nothing. I thought I was going to say something about the rake was going to be mentioned. But anyway, I'll move on here. You threw me off there, Tony.
What do you mean? I didn't know what that rake, what does that mean?
I don't know. I really don't know. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. Sal, you all want to touch down with us.
Hey, how are you two guys doing? The Rangers. Ooze, I'm scared. Ooze.
Yeah, right?
Ooze, I'm scared, too.
Last times I checked, We's got two World Series titles. The Rangers got one.
Ba-boom!
They got one.
When did they win? When did the Rangers ever win anything? They never won the World Seriously, when did they win the World Series?
Last time I checked, the Phillies have been around since 1883. The Rangers has only been around since like 2010.
That's right. No, I think that's
that was their
new
first year. I think it's 2010.
Such a new franchise.
Our greatest players are Mike Schmitz and Lefty's Carlton's,
yes.
And their greatest players is something like a Rugnet or Duas.
Oda. His last name is Oda.
It's like a beer.
Hayes, I wrote some new Jerry Jones Cowboys jokes. Do you want to hear them?
Oh, yeah. Zing them.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, everybody. The Cowboys didn't do nothing in free agency. It's like they's didn't do nothings, and they're the do-nothings Cowboys, huh?
Yeah, it's really high-pitched.
I got one's more.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Hey, everybody. Jerry Jones said he was going to spend bigs in free agencies, but the only things he spends bigs on is his stupid helicopter's yachts.
Okay, that's not bad.
What's a helicopter's yachts?
I got one's questions for you two guys.
All right. Yeah, what's up, Sal? Go ahead, Sal.
Do the Rangers suck or what?
Oh, the boom! Bada bing, bada boom! Hey,
okay, all right. Coming up next, the new male OnlyFans model comes on to tell us how he has made millions doing Dick Vermeil-inspired erotic shows with something called the Horny Stump. Justin Montemayor, he's going to join us next on the Dutch Cow Brothers.
Again? They're not going to make it through the baseball season. There's no way.
Worst show ever.